Overcrowding at Maui's jailhouse proved to be too much for inmates who rioted and damaged the correctional center. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Blaze Level on the line with us this morning with the latest developments about the transfer of some of those prisoners. Morning.
Morning. Great to be back on the show with you.
Yeah, quite a reality check. We understand that some of the, I guess, the troublemakers have been transferred over here to Oahu?
They have been. It is a reality check, and it kind of brings into focus this problem of overcrowding in Hawaii's jails and prisons. These 21 inmates who caused the trouble, they're pretrial detainees, so that means they haven't been convicted of a crime yet. They're still awaiting trial, and that population of people in jails, it makes up almost about half of those in the jail. So without them, most of the jails wouldn't be overcrowded.
Yeah, I know over the years, a lot of the Maui lawmakers have been really pushing for funding for the Maui prisons over there just because of this overcrowding situation.
Yes, they have been. In fact, the legislature is pushing several reform measures again this year. Unfortunately, a lot of the measures proposed have since died. Lawmakers were looking at bills that propose comprehensive bail reform, pretrial reform, even eliminating our use of private prisons. You know, there's that prison in Arizona where we house over 1,400 of our inmates. They wanted to cut that out, but it doesn't look like that will be happening this year.
Now, I know that lots of groups have been very concerned about this overcrowding situation, including the ACLU.
The ACLU is one of them, and they've been concerned for years. In fact, they got the federal government to issue a consent decree in the early 80s to limit overcrowding. I think that consent decree might have expired in the 90s, but they did file a complaint with the DOJ in 2017 or thereabouts to try to address that issue, but there's been no word on what the feds are doing yet.
So this movement of the troublemakers from Maui, I mean, that's just a temporary fix, though, isn't it?
It is a temporary fix for a problem that looks like it's been going on for decades, and it really doesn't look like there could be a solution coming anytime soon, given that many of these measures that lawmakers were proposing have gone away. There's several others still alive in the legislature that could propose different reforms to the bail system, but nothing as comprehensive as what some of the lawmakers were hoping to have.
Well, hopefully things settle down. I know they've got to get those modules back up in ship shape before they can send people back home to Maui.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Blaze.
Thank you so much.
That was reporter Blaze Level with today's reality check. To read his full story, visit civilbeat.org.